WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to a more chill life. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like, out of nowhere, bam. Your carefully crafted schedule goes kabooey and you're left wondering what just happened. Well, today we're tackling how to not only survive those curveballs, but actually build resilience, turning those bumpy moments into stepping stones. Ever notice how some folks seem to bounce back from anything faster than a pogo stick on caffeine? They face setbacks with this unshakable calm and an almost bring it on attitude. That's the power of resilience, my friends. It's not about avoiding hardship because, let's be real, life's gonna throw punches, but about learning to get back up stronger, wiser, and ready for the next round. So, how do we build this bad boy? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that'll feel like a mental superpower upgrade. First off, accept what you can't control. This might sound counterintuitive, but trust me on this. We spend way too much energy stressing over things that are literally out of our hands: the weather, other people's opinions, traffic jams, the list goes on. Accepting these limitations frees up your mental space for what actually matters: your own actions and reactions. Think of it like letting go of a balloon you're trying to hold down. Once you let it go, you can focus on enjoying the breeze instead. Second, shift your perspective. This is where things get really interesting. Instead of viewing challenges as roadblocks, see them as opportunities for growth. When that unexpected project deadline pops up, think about it as a chance to flex your organizational muscles and show off your creativity. A tough conversation? A chance to hone your communication skills and build stronger relationships. You're basically becoming a master problem solver, one curveball at a time. There, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, this is non-negotiable. We're all human, we make mistakes, we have off days. Instead of beating yourself up over every little stumble, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Think of it like treating a friend who's feeling down. Would you berate them or offer a listening ear and some support? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Next up, build your support network. You don't have to face life's challenges alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift, inspire, and encourage you. This could be family, friends, mentors, or even online communities. Sharing your experiences, celebrating victories, and seeking guidance when needed can make all the difference. Remember, a strong support system is like having an army of cheerleaders in your corner. Finally, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, but about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your thoughts, your feelings, and your surroundings without judgment. Take deep breaths, savor those little joys like a warm cup of coffee or a sunny day, and find moments of peace throughout your day. Think of it as hitting the pause button and appreciating the ride, even when things get bumpy. Speaking of bumpy rides, let me share a quick story that'll resonate with you. Remember that time you had to present in front of a big crowd? Maybe you were nervous, maybe your slides crashed, or maybe you just totally blanked mid-speech. Ever felt like you wanted to disappear into the floorboards? Yeah, I've been there too. But instead of spiraling into panic, I focused on my breathing, reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, and even managed to inject a bit of humor into the situation. By staying present and embracing the challenge, I actually ended up delivering a pretty solid presentation and even got some laughs along the way. See? It's not about avoiding those moments, but about navigating them with grace and resilience. You've got this. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, accept what you can't control. Second, shift your perspective and see challenges as opportunities for growth. Be kind to yourself. Build a strong support network and practice mindfulness to stay grounded. Remember, resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about bouncing back stronger from every setback life throws your way. Now go out there and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of stoic wisdom, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media using #TheAntiAnxietyStoic. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and courageous, because life is too short for anything less. He saw it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.